you the voice of wisdom.
Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Radio Land, we are rejoicing today, thanking God for our great pastor, a great teacher of God, teaching us the ways of God, teaching us the word of God, teaching us how we must live to please God. Thanking God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Evangelist. Brother Miles, other folks, missionary, deacons, and all the saints, and all you that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God has allowed us to be with you. Over the net, I think it's godscovenantchurch.org. Find us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Google Perry Boyd, you'll find us on YouTube.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
We're here because of the life of our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. We're here because of the life of Moses.
Yes. All right.
Noah.
Yes.
Adam.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All of the patriots, that's why we're here.
Yes.
We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Today we want to talk about a lying spirit, which I find, and those that God has sent have found, have been in the mouth of these false shepherds for so long. Man today don't know his right hand from his left hand. Those that say they're called by God's name. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. The scripture is talking about keeping and doing the commandments of God. Because that's God's word.
Yes, it is.
He commanded it, it's law. We are God's people because we keep God's commandments.
All right.
We're a holy nation.
Yes.
Royal priesthood. We're Israelites.
All right.
We are Jews.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
We are God's church. And anywhere in the world where they're keeping God's commandments, they are God's people.
Yes.
If you keep God's commandments, you're a holy people.
Yes, all right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
So we're grateful for knowledge. And I believe the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And why? Because they reject knowledge.
Yes.
We're going to go to 1 Kings 22 and 6. Reading a little bit here. My thought today is, those that don't bring keeping the commandments of God are liars.
Yes.
They say God sent them. They say they have the message or a message from God and they are not a commandment keeper living holy, and you cannot be a commandment keeper if you're not living holy, and you're not living holy if you don't keep the commandments. They're liars.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Because the scripture says they are.
Right.
The word says they are.
Yes.
Spirit of God says they are.
Yes.
Let's read 1 Kings 22 and 6. Follow me through the scriptures. Follow me as I follow the Lord.
All right.
And I'm following the Spirit of God through the word.
Yes.
Let's read.
Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together. About 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?
Well, the king of Israel represents authority.
Yes.
And most authority today, whether it's in our politics or, and it shouldn't be politics in God, there is none in God.
All right.
But authority in the churches.
Yes.
They all have one mouth. They all say the same thing I find, whether they're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, Muslim, they're all the same.
All right.
I don't have to name the denomination necessarily. There is no denomination in God.
No, that's right.
But I don't have to name the religious affiliation. They're all one and all saying we got our own road and we're going to all meet up the same place.
Yes.
We're serving one God. Yes. You call him this, I call him that. They say that too.
Yes.
That's not the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.
We're not Jehovah's Witnesses. We're not Seventh-day Adventists.
No.
We are holy people.
Yes, we are.
We are the church that is of God, not of an organization. That's what we are. We are that people in the scriptures with the fewest of all people.
Yes,
right.
We are that church without spot or wrinkle.
Isn't
that beautiful? I'm not afraid to say that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Here you go. Read it, Angela.
Uh-huh. And they said, go up. For the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king.
All of these prophets, most of these so-called Christian leaders, they tell you, well, you can't live perfect. Can't nobody live without sinning. All of your righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
Mm-hmm.
But what did God say?
All right.
We're finding that the leaders are saying one thing, but God is saying something else.
Right.
Or God said something else.
Yes.
It's totally different.
Yes.
These prophets of Baal were telling the king, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. But there was one man out of the 400 there that was speaking out of the mouth of the Lord also.
All right.
But his message was different.
Yes, it was.
His message was true.
Yes.
And they didn't like him because it was different from the rest.
All right.
So many don't like this broadcast because we don't talk like the other false shepherds talk.
That's right.
We don't tell you only believe.
All right.
No. Believing and faith without works is dead.
That's right.
They tell you, can't nobody work their way to heaven. That's a lie. If you don't work to go to heaven, you ain't going to get there.
All right.
But the Lord didn't say that. There is a work that you must do to ensure your soul in God.
That's right.
And the scripture says it, not me.
That's right.
I believe the scripture.
Yes. All right.
These are liars.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody's lying.
Yes, Lord.
And it's not God.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And Jehoshaphat
what?
Said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?
Well, there were two kings. King Jehoshaphat, King Ahab.
Yes, Lord.
And the prophets of Baal were all for Ahab.
All right.
He was wrong.
Yes, he was.
But King Jehoshaphat, he loved God. He was just steered the wrong way.
That's right.
He wanted to get another opinion. So everybody sounded like this is the way to go.
Yes.
Let's check and see if there's anybody else got a any other message?
All right.
Is there
a
prophet of the Lord besides these?
That we might inquire?
That we might inquire.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I say to all of you Christians that are listening, why don't you inquire beyond what you are hearing through your minister? Inquire through the scripture.
Right.
Find someone who can take you through the scripture and prove Sunday is wrong. It's a lie.
Yes, it is.
That the lying spirit that got in these prophets are in today.
Yes. All right.
Read.
And the king of Israel
what?
Said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man,
what?
Micaiah.
There's another man here that say he's of God.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Micaiah.
Micaiah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
There's one more. But what?
The son of Imlah.
What?
By whom we may inquire
what?
Of the Lord.
What?
But I hate him.
I hate Brother Boyd.
All right.
This the board, because all he talks about is dying and suffering and what you can't do. And we know the Lord died for our sins, but he's saying you got to work to get this. That don't jive with us. It don't sound right, because all I ever known is he did it all. Ain't nobody perfect, but he's saying you can live perfect.
Yeah.
No, he's not. The scripture does. God said that, not me.
All right.
But I'm speaking in the mouth of God.
But
I hate him.
For he doth not prophesy good concerning me.
Everything he says is against what I feel. It's against what my parents told me. It's against all the prophets. Everybody loves to go to church on Sunday. That's the day he rose. But he's talking about taking us back to old Mosaic law. Well, that's what the scripture says. Go back to Moses.
That's what it says.
And if you don't go back to Moses, you're out in your airy.
That's right.
Yes.
You say he rose on Sunday. But the Lord said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Somebody's lying here.
All right.
Ask your minister, what is the true day to worship?
All right.
What is the day we keep holy?
All right.
They're not going to tell you the Sabbath because they don't live holy.
Right.
They're Baptists. How are you going to live holy when you're anything but holiness?
All right.
That's right. Good.
Read the 10th verse. We got to read all that.
And the king of Israel.
What?
And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah,
mm-hmm.
sat each on his throne.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Read the 19th verse.
Mm-hmm. 19. Yes. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord.
Here is Micaiah.
All right.
They went through a series of exchanges.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hear the word of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
He's letting you know what God said.
All right.
What?
I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him.
What?
On his right hand and on his left.
Now, wait a minute. Micaiah is telling the king and all the prophets, or the kings, his vision that God gave him.
Mm-hmm.
That was his vision. I'm only bringing to you what God lets me see. My vision through the scripture, because the scripture says, where there is no vision, people err.
Yes, right. Yes.
Read.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab
what?
That he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead?
What?
And one said, on this manner, and another said, on that manner.
In other words, Micaiah letting this king know, this is what God showed me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Spirit came out and wanted to persuade Ahab to fall.
Yes.
And I say the same thing today. A spirit is trying to persuade the people to go after Sunday, after sayings and cliches, and not after what God is saying. Because the sayings and cliches are going to take you to hell.
All right.
Read.
And there came forth a spirit.
What?
And stood before the Lord.
What?
And said, I will persuade him.
That's the devil.
All yes. Right. That's what it is.
Came before the Lord and said, I'm going to persuade Ahab.
All right.
What?
And the Lord said unto him,
what?
Wherewith?
How are you going to do it, devil?
Right.
Satan.
Right.
What?
And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit.
What?
In the mouth of all his prophets.
I'm saying this lying spirit is in the mouth of all these so-called shepherds and ministers that they say are sent by God that uphold all of these religious beliefs, such as the ones I named. Any belief system beyond or besides holiness and keeping God's commandments, there's a lying spirit. And God didn't say that. This devil is in the mouth of all these ministers. Read.
And he said,
what?
Thou shalt persuade him.
Hold it. The Lord said, you're going to persuade him because they really don't want to live for God.
All right.
That's why the Lord said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all fall into the ditch.
Yes.
Why would the Lord let the blind fall into a ditch by a blind leader, except the Lord knowing you don't want me?
All right.
All right.
Read.
and prevail also.
You're going to persuade him, and you're going to prevail. What?
Go forth and do so.
In other words, the devil cannot do any more to God's people or to anyone except God allow it.
All right.
God allows the enemy to eat up the people.
Yes.
Because they're his.
Yes.
All right. But God don't allow the devil to eat up his people.
No, he doesn't.
He said, I'll fight for you. God fights for his people. He fought for Moses. He fought for Adam. He fought for Noah. He fought for Jesus, for John, and for all of you and I. That the devil didn't gobble us up.
That's right.
But if you're not keeping God's commandments, you've been eaten up by the devil. But you can be born again.
Yes.
That beautiful? Read.
Now therefore. Behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these
prophets. I'm saying the same thing today. The devil has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all you ministers that don't keep God's commandments and live holy. And if you say you live holy and don't recognize that you must keep the Sabbath, you're in error.
Yes. All right.
But you're yet not saved.
No. Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yes.
Now, let's go to St. John. St. John 5 and 5.
All right.
Because it's all about bringing to the attention of those that say they are called by God's name.
Yes.
What God is saying and what these ministers by the devil is saying, by this lying spirit is saying, and somebody is lying. You need to ask your loved ones, your brothers, your sisters, your acquaintances, your ministers about this lie and about what God says. St. John 5 and 5, let's read.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years.
This man had an infirmity 38 years. So let's not get frustrated because we have ailments in God.
Right.
Let's wait on God.
Yes.
If he could wait 38 years,
right.
It don't mean that he wasn't in God. But there was a change coming. He waited on it.
Yes.
Read.
When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case.
He knew he had been this way a long time
in that case.
What?
He saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole?
Now wait a minute. Lord is saying, we come to God to be made whole.
Yes.
Now, God came to save our souls from sin.
Yes.
Not to heal our bodies.
All right.
That's right.
He came to save man from sin.
Yes,
he did. But he asked the man, wilt thou be made whole?
Uh-huh.
Now he was talking about a natural healing.
Yes.
Because he had an infirmity.
Yes.
He wasn't living for God. He was a child of Abraham.
Yes.
Now, seventh verse, what does it say?
The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled.
I have no man. Mm-hmm. When the water is troubled, what?
To put me into the pool.
What?
But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.
Now, wait a minute. You got so many people today. If I could get to church, I believe I can get me a blessing. And they hear all these prophets and ministers over the radio and over the TVs and nets and whatever, making all these promises that God didn't say.
Then
not only that, telling you all what you can do and can't do, and God didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
And it's always an excuse.
Yes.
He's saying, now, I would get down, but before I can do that, somebody steps in before me.
All right.
There was a system of healing there.
All right.
Yes.
But he couldn't get to it.
Yes.
What did the Lord say?
Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
Just take up thy bed and walk. Forget about this water and this system they got here.
That's right.
Take up thy bed and walk.
And walk.
Now, wait a minute. We ain't going to read all of that. Read the 10th verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. The Jews, therefore, said unto him that was cured,
what?
It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed.
It's the Sabbath. You can't carry a bed. They're thinking about the natural and couldn't see He's able to walk.
That's right.
So when we say we don't sin no more, they don't think the fact the devil is not just riding me. Yeah. I don't curse and drink and do all the shenanigans I used to do.
That's right.
God kept me from sinning, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes. Lord.
And they're saying, what you got, an old mosaic law? What about God?
That's right.
But yet they jump and shout because a bill been paid or their toe healed.
Yes.
But what about our souls?
Because
that's what God is coming from.
He's
coming for.
Yes.
Our soul. And when we say we don't sin no more, you get a negative reaction.
Yes.
Because of these false shepherds.
Yes.
They have their focus in the wrong place, like here.
Yes.
Read.
He answered them.
He answered them.
He that made me whole.
What?
The same said unto me,
what?
Take up thy bed and walk.
Wait a minute. He that made me whole said, take up thy bed. And you talking about it's the Sabbath? And one say, oh, so you all don't sin no more. We don't sin no more.
We don't sin no more.
I get more life.
Yes, Lord.
I don't get caught up in all these hollies. I got more money in my pocket.
Yes, we do.
I'm training my child the way they should go. They're not a slave to rituals and days coming up.
Oh,
I got peace in my mind.
Yes.
All
right. That's right.
I can see the devil afar off.
All right.
I'm not always crying saying, Lord, forgive me.
All right. Yes,
because he keeps me from sinning.
That's right.
Thank God.
What's wrong with that?
That's right.
Beautiful.
But you sin every other night and come back crying, Lord, forgive me. Mm-hmm. Laying again and again a foundation of repentance.
All right.
And focusing on he paid the price. You know ain't nobody, can't nobody help but sin. That's a lie.
Yes,
what did the Lord say?
Then asked they him,
what?
What man is that which said unto thee,
what?
Take up thy bed and walk?
Wait a minute. He answered them and made and said, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk.
Uh-huh. 12th verse.
Read the 16th verse. What does it
uh-huh.
say?
And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus.
No. 13th verse. Go ahead.
And he that was healed was not who it was.
Mm-hmm.
For Jesus had conveyed himself away a multitude being in that place.
15th verse. I'm sorry. Read. Go ahead.
Afterwards, Jesus.
Okay.
Findeth him
what?
In the temple and said unto him,
Behold,
thou art made whole.
Now you've been made whole.
Sin no more.
Now I say, why would God ask you to do something when we know it's been said he'll put no more on you than you're able to bear?
Right.
Why would the Lord ask him to do that?
That's right.
The Lord don't speak cliches. He meant that.
Yes,
otherwise, now I've done this for you. Now the word is coming to him, let him know, live for God.
All right.
Stop sinning.
Yes.
His mindset was not to condemn the man of sin. The man was just needing a healing.
Yes.
And the Lord was in the way and was gracious enough to help him and said, forget the water, I'm going to heal you.
Yes.
Take up the bed and walk. But now wait a minute. After they found the lady, the word came back. He said, now listen, you have been made whole. Go and sin no more.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
The preachers say, can't nobody help but sin. Somebody's lying. Because God wouldn't ask you to do something you couldn't do.
All right.
16th chapter.
Uh-huh.
16th chapter.
All right.
And the 12th verse.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go there.
Yes.
And see what they were trying to do. Oh, wait a minute. Is it 16th? St. John 8, rather, and 2.
Uh-huh.
St. John 8 and 2.
Yes.
Let's read that.
Alright.
See if we can catch these preachers another lie.
Alright.
They were trying to catch Jesus wrong.
Uh-huh.
Read 8:2.
And early in the morning,
what?
He came again into the temple.
What?
And all the people came unto him.
What?
And he sat down and taught them.
You need teaching.
Yes, Lord.
Read.
And the scribes
what?
And Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery.
What?
And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery.
What?
In the very act.
Mm-hmm. She was taken in adultery. Read the 7th verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. So when they continued asking him, He lifted up himself and said unto them,
what?
He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
But wait a minute. There was ones without sin.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says Zacharias and Elizabeth was blameless.
Yes.
Keeping all the laws of God blameless and walking in all the ordinances.
Yes.
You can live without sin.
Yes. Yes.
That's why he told the man, go and sin no more.
Yes.
Lest a worse thing come upon thee.
Uh-huh.
And here, what is he saying?
And
when 10th verse, when Jesus had lifted up
himself,
what?
And saw none but the woman,
what?
He said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers?
Wait a minute, where are your accusers? Because I didn't come here to accuse you.
All right.
Now the Lord knew all things. Yeah. He knew what the woman had done.
Yeah.
But it wasn't time for salvation to come near her.
All right.
But he let her know, I'm not here to condemn you. I'm not here to bring judgment upon you. And God don't bring judgment upon sinners.
No.
But if it's for you to be saved and the word comes to your door, he said, when I knock, harden not your heart.
Yes, all right. Right.
That's right.
Harden not your heart. The day you hear my voice.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Read.
Hath no man condemned thee?
What?
She said, no man.
So he doesn't know. I'm not here to condemn you now. And I'm saying the same thing to all those hear my voice. You may not be a churchgoer, but because you found us, what is God saying?
Lord, and Jesus said unto her,
what?
Neither do I condemn thee.
What?
Go and sin no more.
Well, why would he tell her that if nobody can help but sin? Right.
Yeah.
Somebody's lying here.
Yes, that's right.
These ministers tell the people you can't help but sin. That's why he died. That's not why he died. He died that we might have food on the table.
All right.
He died so that you wouldn't use that system as a crutch.
That's all right. So beautiful.
He said, sin no more because you can't live without sin. Oh, and that's
right.
What is required.
Yes.
Let's go to the 16th chapter and 12th verse.
Uh-huh.
16 and 12. Time is moving on. We may get back into this next broadcast.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yes.
My point again, the lies that these ministers are telling us.
Yes.
And they've told you is not what God is saying.
All right.
And it's a lying spirit in their mouth. St. John 16 and 12.
I have yet many things. To say unto you.
What?
But ye cannot bear them now.
Well, wait a minute. Evidently, right in the beginning of her meeting the Lord, she let him know, go and sin no more.
Yes.
So it ain't too much to bear that.
All right.
1 Corinthians 10.
All right.
1 Corinthians 10 and 13.
All right.
So don't say, God said he put them on your bed. He did say that. And he also said, go and sin no more. So don't tell me that you are sinning and you live for God. You're not living for God.
That's right.
You have not been born again.
Right.
He that is born of God does not commit sin.
That's right.
1 Corinthians 10.
There hath
and
no,
13. What?
There hath no temptation
what?
Taken you, but such as is common to man.
Well, wait a minute. That's what the devil does. He comes to tempt us with sin, but what?
Yes. But God.
But God.
Is faithful.
Is faithful.
Who will not suffer you
what?
To be tempted above that ye are able.
Now listen, that's what God said. So you can't be tempted with sin above that you are able to overcome. What?
But will. The temptation
what?
Also make a way to escape
what?
That ye may be able to bear.
So you can escape sinning.
All right.
Because God makes a way for you. And the way is made through keeping God's commandments. You can escape sinning. If you yield to the word.
Yes.
Happy about. Let's go to James 1 and 12.
All
we
right.
may be signing off,
James.
But somebody's lying.
All right.
And it's not God,
all
and it's
right.
not God's leader.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
because
right.
God's leaders speak what thus saith the Lord.
Oh, yes.
James
blessed.
1 and 12. What?
Blessed is the man
what?
That endureth temptation.
So that's what he's talking about. So when the temptation comes to sin, God makes a way you can bear it.
That's right.
And you are blessed. By enduring the temptation.
That's right.
What?
For when he is tried,
what?
He shall receive the crown of life.
Well, you get it now.
All right.
Because every time you resist that devil, the crown is more life.
All right.
Stronger in God.
All right.
That devil?
Beautiful.
That's why they say, I can do all things through Christ.
That's right.
that strengthens me. But they turn to the next person and say, you can't help but say ain't nobody perfect. Liars.
Liars.
Because God didn't say that. No, he didn't. Read.
Which the Lord hath promised to them that love
him. Well, it says, you love me, keep my commandments.